and welcome to Starter Set. My name Ed Sylvester. This is
Sam Bradley.
And welcome to the show that rewrites myths and legends.
Nice.
Hello, Sam. How are you?
I'm finally. Oh my God.
Nice to have you back.
Yeah, nice to be back. It's nice to be back, but it's also nice to not be ill.
Mm.
So if you can get a flu shot, get a flu shot, because I was a sick baby. And I'm not now, but obviously I've got better just in time for you to get sick. So
I have a.
That's how it goes out.
Yeah, I'm slightly under the weather, so a little bit more rasp today.
Oh, I tell you what, I need to apologise. Fucking hell. I listened to the last episode, not the last episode, because that was the solo episode, which was really good, by the way, but the last play-along episode.
Mm.
I am mouth-breathing like a motherfucker.
Are
like,
you?
Just because I was clearly, like, really already getting bunged up.
Oh,
like,
right.
You're like, and the crescent moon breaks, then the wolves are coming, and I'm like, where's the wolves, Ed? So sorry to anyone that listens to the show through headphones. I'll try to be better this week.
Oh, that's fine. I know. I, do you know what? I hadn't picked up on that at all, even as part of the editing process.
Now it's all you'll ever hear.
Brilliant.
Tell me about Bryn Wolf.
Oh, God.
How you doing?
I don't like this. Well, look, listen. Hello, listeners. Nice to see you. Nice to be back. Yeah, last week, obviously just myself. That was a weird experience, just before we get into things. So obviously...
Isn't it?
Yeah. I sat down thinking, hey, I'm going to do like 10 minutes, a little bit of insight. And then I sort of looked at the clock and it was 30 minutes later. And I went, oh, bloody hell. Well, at least I can...
It's good, though.
At least
it's
I can
hard to
talk.
Be able to do that on your own.
Yeah.
Like, stream of consciousness.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say it was any good consciousness. It might just be absolute crap, but...
Terrible consciousness,
yeah,
the kind
exactly.
of consciousness that keeps you up at night.
Yes, it is. It's just the continual noises that stops you sleeping. But look, part of that show, obviously, we talked about the first time doing our, you as listeners getting the whole choices of what's going to happen in the story, right?
Right,
now,
yeah.
That I've obviously got in the back end of the show, and I appreciate that not everybody gets to the end of shows. We know that from stats. So
pocket data.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So before we actually get into this show, I'll reinvigorate it or whatever.
Mm.
So what we're going to do is, because it's just me and Sam, and we want to have you as listeners to be engaged in the game and kind of be part of the game almost.
Yeah,
like,
involved.
Yeah, exactly. Throughout this series and this campaign, I'll be creating basically either or choices. For instance, would you like to go left into the fiery dell or right into the lovely warm bath? And then you, I don't know where I'm going with this, but you as listeners get to choose where Ed Wolf goes in that sort of environment.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a couple of those that will happen throughout.
And this is not to take agency away from either the games master or the player. This is sort of more of a... like a choose your own adventure type setting. So like choose your own setting.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, because it's just me and you, it's a lot easier to be able to adapt other choices into it rather than,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Because we don't have a full crew where it could upset one person's idea of what they wanted to do.
There's only one cat to herd.
Exactly. And then really, are you even herding a cat, or is it just a cat going to places that, you know what I mean? Anyway, so the way we're doing that and the way we're running that is through Discord. We'll put the link in the show notes so that you can get the access to the Discord and jump in on there. And we will have our first sort of and or questions dropping this week, which should be quite interesting. There's a cough. Number one. That's one.
Should we go over where we were in the story? Because obviously for some people it's been like 3 weeks, 2 weeks. Since we've actually had a play along?
Yes, exactly. So, look, I've forgotten the thing that we say. Oh, that's it. The fire is lit and there are stories to tell. Okay. So, Samuel, two things for you to be aware of and a couple of choices for you. Today... there is an opportunity for a boon. A boon. So this is a opportunity for you to share a little bit more of insight into Ed Wolf, maybe his backstory or something revealed.
Okay.
To gain an in-game benefit.
Interesting. I'll give that some thought as we play.
Mm-hmm. And then the second question, which is quite a standard question, which dice are you going to align to today? Are you going Old Gods or New Church?
I think, and this might be the last time I do it for a little while, I'm going to go Old Gods.
Okay.
Just because.
Cool.
I've got the Christ dice right here, but I don't know, I'll see. I've not gotten the lowdown on Brynjolf yet. I'm well aware that I could wake up and he could be stabbing me in the gizzards. So
yes, that is fair.
I got the old New Gods dice just there, but I'm going to go with Old Gods. But again, they're on thin ice because last time out I took a fucking pasting.
Yeah. So if that's the case, then let's do a little bit of a recap. Do you want to break that down, Samuel?
Yeah, definitely. So after Ed Wolf had his run-in with, well, he was lured in like a mug by a wolf, and he was trying to do some mythological symbolism that didn't really work by going, oh, look, Fenrir, have a bit of fish. It's not really a hand. And the lady wolf, I assume, had all that and was like, oh, yeah, I don't hear you following me. And then he set about me with the other big bad wolf. We tumbled down the side of a cliff, and I had to sort of Batman my way away from more wolves. And then I found myself with another human, a spectacularly old gentleman called Brynjolf, who's kind of, I can't really get a bead on him. He's a follower of the new lord. And he's been out in the sticks for a while. He's got a boat. He doesn't really know if it floats or not. I can't really get a bead on whether does he want out? Is it a bit of a gilded prison? Is he a bit institutionalized to the, you know, his little hut and hovel thing? He can play the hurdy-gurdy like a motherfucker. So there's that. And he doesn't have any magic mushrooms, which was disappointing. But, you know, alas. But then I kind of bedded down in his boat.
Yes.
And fell asleep and had a big long rest. And yeah, today is a day. This session is like a day that I haven't really had yet because there's no real purpose to this. It's not like I'm not running for my life.
No, exactly.
Or trying desperately to feed or water myself. I might have a bath. Yeah, I might have a bath.
What, in the game or just in general? Are you just
both? I mean, where do you think I'm sat now? But obviously in the game. I don't know. I just got kind of pieced up and my clothes are wrecked. Got my puffing costume. Even that's had a bit of a knocking. Today might be a day of recuperation, should we say?
Yes, yeah, potentially. And you also found out some more interesting stuff to do with more humans.
Yes, there's a hold. What was that called? I haven't got my notes.
Hold fast.
Hold fast. Yeah, which is like a week away.
Yes.
Because he's got one leg, and I'm not going to drown him after I steal his boat, but I might drown him after I steal his boat.
Yeah, it was 4 to 5 days. Boat journey on the river, according to.
But it's a settlement, so there's like a purpose. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I want to get a better bead on Brynjolf.
Fair enough. Well, look, let's rock into this then, shall we? Let's
slip
lean
in.
Into it and get
slip
going.
Into this warm bath of storytelling. Ooh, there's some sudsy words on my shoulder.
Excellent. So we join Erdwolf back where we left him in the morning light that begins to break through and wash over Brynjolf's clearing. A change in light causing you to wake from sleep.
Yeah.
Wisdom check, please, Samuel.
Oh, God. This is in no way fair. Oh, seven.
So you remember your dream, one of honeyed wine and smoked fish, of spending time doing nothing in particular. And you wake with a feeling of positivity, you feel relaxed, but distracted almost. It's kind of like you've been day drinking and you're just having a good time. You know what I mean? You don't really want to do anything, but you feel nice and positive. The weather itself is, well, the sun is very much attempting to penetrate the cloud cover that lies over the land.
That's
the,
good.
The morning is cold and crisp. The key notes from Brynjolf's song of the night before, you've sort of woken up with that rattling around in your head, kind of like a picture half glimpsed in the same few notes, but never quite resolved. You can hear the old fisherman as he's busying himself in the main hut as you pull yourself out of the, what is it, like three-quarters, six-eighth built boat. It's almost done. It's close enough, but it still needs a little bit of extra.
As I pull my head up, sort of out of the boat, I kind of thinking on that, the honeyed wine, the smoked fish, and there's a, there is a moment as I grab the edge of the wooden boat to kind of haul myself up. I flash back to it, flash back to that memory for a half a second. And for a half a second, my hand isn't on the side of a boat. It's on a table, and there's jugs and foodstuffs, grapes, cured meats, honeyed wine, bread. I look across the table to the sort of near distance where I see for a second what two children sat playing in the long grass, and then I kind of snap back and...
Interesting.
Shake my head and shake my head again and kind of haul myself half about the boat and start stretching. I'm still very stiff from the night before.
All right. So with that memory unlock, that, very, very good, Sam. I like this. So with that little memory flash, could I get another wisdom check then, please, but with advantage?
Oh, you certainly can. That's dog shit. That's better. 13.
13, okay. There's something in that memory, in that moment, there's something wrong with it. It feels incomplete, or like there's an extra figure just in the background. With a 13. Just trying to figure out whether you'd clock it. You know what I mean?
Just off, kind of out of the peripheral. Yeah. There's this presence when you know someone's there, but you can't see them.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'll give you this. There is a moment where you glimpse, like, what looks to be a very old, tall figure.
Okay.
Extraordinarily emaciated.
Oh, that's not fun. This was supposed to be a nice memory. This isn't fun anymore.
And there's a voice. Is there a voice? There's a voice that just comes almost, and as soon as you hear it, it's almost forgotten. But it sounds thin, rasping, and like a gaping, sucking flesh wound. You go, you hear for the moment just... New wants, new hopes, and fears.
I kind of jerk my head around and look and see if fucking old Brynjolf's on the hurdy-gurdy again. And obviously there's no one around.
As soon as you hear it, you forget it as well.
Yeah.
So okay. It's off-putting. There's that moment there.
Oh, it is that, yeah.
Yeah. So... what would you like to do, Sam? Or I kind of,
as I hear that, I kind of snap myself. So I look around, I'm like, oh, and I look across again in that same direction as if I were back at that table and looking at the two children, but they're obviously gone. And I'm looking at just the nearby sort of scrubland by Brynjolf's thing. I call out, Brynjolf! Brynjolf! There he is.
Yes! Ah, hello! Oh, fucking hell. This voice is going to kill me while I'm a little bit under the weather. Yes. Hey, morning.
Morning. How are you doing, my friend?
Yes. Good. Very good. Thank you.
Good.
How are you? How was the sleeping arrangements, I suppose?
It was very nice. Yeah, good dreams. Well, a few good dreams. Oh, goodness me. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit discombobulated. What are you doing? You're fishing? What's the plan for today? How do you spend your time here?
Number one, I've got to go check the traps. So
of course.
I'll be doing that in a mo. Mm-hmm. The time just goes. You just pass. You can sit, ponder, and enjoy the day. So I'll check the traps. I need to check the smoker.
Of course.
Because we actually ate quite a large amount of our fish. More than I anticipated eating, because, you know.
It's been a hell of a day. Or it was a hell of a day.
Yeah, and also a new person who I didn't. Well, not, and not, that, not that I don't appreciate having you here, but.
Of course.
Yeah, unexpected.
Believe me, I'll rectify my situation. I'll pay some debts before we leave each other, whether separately or together. I never asked, actually, what did you do? How did you end up here?
What, here?
Yeah, here.
Oh, well...
You said you're a fisherman by trade. And...
Yes, so You see, like, a puzzled moment come over his head.
Mm-hmm.
Over his face, sorry, not over his head.
Okay, right, I've had enough of this nonsense already. I'm gonna I want to do an arcana check, because this is sounding like he's had his memories scrambled with dark magic.
Sure, go for it.
So, you know, I've seen water horses and enough weird shit at sea to just... Is there anything
going on?
Supernatural going on here?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, it's good. It's 24, because I'm weirdly good at arcana checks for some reason.
Okay, very good. It would be strange to not know why you're here.
Right.
How he got here.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like there's been... Do you know what? It feels like there's been magical influence, but not directly.
This guy's just smoked his mind to mush in some wizard's tower 20 years ago.
24 is quite high, actually, so I'll give you a bit more. Knowing where you've been from and what you went through and feeling that will when you were in the territory of the wolves.
Yeah.
And then your feeling this morning of honeyed wine, smoked fish, and a relaxed nature, but a distractedness. And then looking at Brynjolf, who's sort of having memory gaps or something.
Oh, fuck, he's not real. Oh, no.
There's definitely something all linked in between all of the things that you've experienced
so far. I'm being Shutter Island, aren't I? Fucking hell, Ed. Oh, God, it's a dream. Okay. Interesting. I mean, you don't need to trouble yourself. I just thought I'd ask if you don't know.
No.
This is not a test.
I used to.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I used to go out and I would spend... You saw my hut. Not this one, the other one.
The other one?
You stayed in it. That was mine. And I used to stay there. I'd get my haul and I'd come back up the river.
Okay.
I don't know why I didn't. Once. I can't remember.
I see.
But it's a good life, this one.
Evidently, yeah. Look at you, got almost all of a boat. As much smoked fish as you can get. Leg to call your own. It's all good.
That reminds me. Hold this. And he throws...
Oh, don't
like,
fucking pop the leg off.
No. He gives you like three fishing traps. He's just like, come on.
Yeah.
Take those.
All right. Come on then, mate.
This way.
And he takes you to the edge of his clearing, or of the clearing that he's in.
Mm-hmm.
Pushes through some primordial forest that is pervasive throughout these lands. About 200 yards from where you are, you kind of push through this thick foliage. You can see a relatively well-worn track, just merely because it's been a continual passage for him and he knows the way.
Yeah.
And he's quite sprightly, to be fair. Like, he's aware of where there are slightly slippier stones or where there's a bit more mud. There's a point where he pulls like a large bit of bracken out of the way. Always starts growing back over, so you got to keep it clear. Right. And you basically exit the wood and you come to the edge of the river. So the riverside where Brynjolf fishes, number one, it's very, very wide.
Yeah, but
it's about 100 foot wide.
Fuck, okay.
Yeah, so it almost could not be classed as a lake because there's still definite more of a lengthwise to
but
it. But it is pretty big. And you can see over the other side of the river on the opposite bank, some way upriver, there's an inlet, so a secondary river coming into it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then where you are and where you step out on, there's been constructed almost like a makeshift jetty, right?
Okay.
Compressed. Like it's like cut wood that's been compressed into mud.
Squashed into the...
And
yeah,
then
right,
the mud
okay.
has been then built up around these things, so it comes out a little further, maybe about 7 foot in length.
Mm-hmm.
But with enough space for two to stand either side, shoulders touching. And then...
Obviously.
Yeah. All around the jetty, you can see... and Brynjolf takes off his one shoe and rolls up his very tattered trousers.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, look, right, 1 second. And he basically jumps off the side of the jetty.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Lands maybe up to his calves. So it's not...
Oh, okay. So it's not like...
No.
Just super deep. There's obviously like gradient to it. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. And he says, there's a few of them out here, hang on. And he steps out maybe to maximum 10 feet from where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you see he sort of navigates through, and as he's going through there, make a nature check for me, please, Sam.
Of course.
Thank you.
That would be a 11.
11, okay. You wonder how he's sort of navigating around, because the water itself is still murky, muddy... You know, brown water.
Moving relatively quickly, I assume.
Yes.
Okay.
But the way that he is moving and the way that the ripples of the water move indicate that underneath there's been some structures built to act as a breaker almost.
Nice.
And he gets to one of them. He slams his fist in with like a sort of very joyful look on his face, pulls it straight out, and then he's got basically a fishing trap, right?
Nice.
And he holds it up, and you can see two pretty big fish.
Fantastic.
Just floating around in there. Right, that's a good one.
That's a brilliant one.
Good, and he throws that, like, just towards the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Right, three more of them.
Okay.
Here we go.
Fuck, okay. Do you want me to toss you... The empty ones?
Once I've got these out, get the empty ones ready.
All right, fucking...
Put them there!
Okay.
No, just right. Over to the right.
Dude, fucking, this isn't going to work if you keep shouting, okay? Give me a second.
It's fine. Hang on! And he slams his hand back down into the water again.
Shit, this has been my anxiety, okay?
And in this one, it's a much smaller trap, but there's loads of crayfish.
Brilliant.
Right! Lovely stuff. There, good eaters. Okay,
throw that
and
to me.
And he just fucking tosses it straight at you.
Got it. Thank you. Put it down. I got two of them by me.
All right.
Get the other one.
Perfect.
Be careful.
I've got to come back and then go back out the other side. 1 second. And he waves.
Mm.
Look, it's just the way it works.
No,
he waves towards the...
yeah, when there's one of you.
He waves towards the jetty, stands up on one side, then jumps over to the other side with like a massive splash. And like... He's getting like very muddy and very damp, but it's about It almost brings you back to when he was playing that hurdy-gurdy yesterday. It's that same level of...
Yeah, I got it. It's like the ritual of it.
Yeah, yeah, and the joy and the impact of, like, just mm-hmm. cracking on with something.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm down for that. I just work effectively, you know what I mean?
Right, fine. One more, here you go. And he lifts this one up. Unfortunately, it's empty. Yes. Oh, well, we'll have to refill that one. Oh, look. And he puts his hand through a section. You know what
that's
that is?
That's annoying.
You know what
poor
that
maintenance.
Is?
Poor maintenance.
Well, no, that'll be a pike that'll do that. Look, you can see him.
Yeah.
It's perfect. No, if I put my hand through it, just there.
Yeah.
Yeah, see how it goes through my forearm?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's
he doesn't have, yeah, okay.
That's on average the size that you would see. Anyway, catch this one, and he throws it at you.
Okay. Well, all right. Throws it at me, or does he throw it to me?
To you.
Because, thank you. I catch it, and I'm like, well, the pike didn't have fucking wire cutters, did it? That's just bad. Anyway, all right, do you want these now? Do you want me to toss you one of these?
Oh, hang on. And he goes to the last one.
Fucking hell.
Pulls it out, and there are three fish in it. Two sort of carp-looking things, and then one flatfish kind of vibe.
Ooh, and brilliant.
He goes, oh, good, excellent. They're a bit weird tasting, but they're quite fun.
Mm-hmm.
Launches that again towards you.
I catch it. I take a step and I'm like, well, I've had to move to catch, but it's fine. It's not an issue. It's okay.
All right, come on. Empty ones. Throw those ones that are the other ones, not the empty one with a hole in. The other ones.
No, I've set the empty one with a hole in, aside. We can fix that later. Here's the first one, and I yeet the one to him. I'm helping. So I throw it to him.
Ha! Right, thanks. And he anchors it down, however it's been anchored below the surface. As mm-hmm. one. Next!
Right. Okay, yep, yeet. Woo.
Right, thank you. Good stuff. And, you know, you do the next two.
Mm-hmm.
he steps out of the water.
Yeah.
Back onto the jetty, absolutely drenched.
Yeah, yeah. That's, you're a muddy boy.
Right.
But that's
oh,
all right.
Yeah. That's all right. It's fine. You just shake it like this and he just fucking...
No, don't do it near me.
Goes
okay.
to town, just shaking okay. off this muddy element. And
oh,
you get...
fucking hell.
You get absolutely drenched with a load of muddy river water. Right. Well, that's the first part. Shall we head back to...
That's the first part? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's go home.
Of my
Come
day.
On. Oh, okay. Love. Yeah, great. Well, I'll stack a couple of these and I'll carry more than I, do you know what I mean? I'll take a heavier load.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Oh, well, yeah. Look, if you're going to take three, you might as well take all four. Here you go.
Well, I mean, that's not necessary.
There
oh,
you
okay.
are.
Oh, good. Yeah, my fingers aren't hurting at all. This is great.
Brilliant. All right, come on then.
Hey, let's go.
Good.
And off we go.
Yeah, and he takes you, you know, he leads you back towards his clearing.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you would like to do differently at this moment in time?
I'll take a look around at the path and I'll look to see if it's just his and my footprints on it.
Yep. If you could do a survival check for me, please, Sam.
Yes, sir. 15.
Fine. there are two sets of footprints.
Okay, good.
Undoubtedly yours, and then...
Hang on. His is like obviously like a wooden.
Yes,
and
yeah,
then a,
yeah. So
okay,
it's a,
cool.
yeah, but it is exactly that. It's what you would expect from a man with a peg leg.
Okay, ideal. That's what you expect from a man with a peg leg. Okay. Yeah. No, we'll just head back and we'll get some smoking going on. Do you smoke around the clock? Do you, or is it like do you have like a smoking hour now?
No. Well. So we've got to go get some wood as well, obviously. I think I'm low on that. I could be wrong. One second. We'll have a look. We'll get in. But yeah, you can start it all up. And he takes you to a, ultimately, like a very small cupboard that's kind of been erected on the back of his shed.
This is a really good... How long did it take you to put all this together?
Oh, I don't know.
All right. Okay.
A week. So would that be reasonable? That seems reasonable.
A week. I've never built a smoker, so a week could be. Yeah. Great. I mean, it's good that you have it. Like everyone needs a. Like, I find like a hobby is better when it's like it's a hobby that keeps you alive because then you're just kind of dedicated to it. I got really into fishing a couple of days ago, and then.
Yeah.
Yeah, a wolf took all my fish.
Right. I mean, that is... Yeah, that would bum me out. I'm not...
Yeah, it was a fucking shitty day, actually. Thanks, Brynjolf. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
This is it. Look, I need you to take the scales off those. Do you know how to do that?
Yeah.
Can you prepare these fish?
Have you got a knife? Because I've just been doing this with a piece of rock.
Oh, yeah, no, I've got a knife. No worries. And he just...
Brilliant.
1 second. Give me a moment.
Don't throw it. I'll come and get it with you.
No, that's fine. You stay there. I'll be right back.
Oh, and he poodles God, this back, guy.
He poodles back towards his hut.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear him basically clanking around in there.
Sounds like a cutlery drawer just shaking.
Yeah. And then it just goes like a little bit quiet for a moment.
How are we doing with that knife, fella?
What? What?
The knife for the fish.
Oh, yeah. He's sort of calling out of the kitchen window. So,
yeah.
Yeah, right. Forgot about that.
That's all right.
No,
Fish is like full of omega-3, isn't it? Like, it's good for your brain. He should be like fucking... You know what I mean?
Yeah, he probably should, Sam. You're right.
Magnus. Yeah, he should, shouldn't he? Yeah. But there's fucking dark magic in here, Ed, isn't there? There's a wizard somewhere.
I don't know what you're talking
under
about.
Under the ground. Oh, shit. There's a wizard. Oh. There's the knife, man. It's cool.
We'll take a little five aside at the moment. Watching you try and figure stuff out when we play this game is hilarious because you just rock it from just theory to theory. Just like, it's a dream. They're all dead. He's a zombie. He's his own father.
He's four fish in a costume at this point.
It's great. So Brynjolf... knife, right.
Yes.
He brings it back out. Thanks. Yeah, here you go. No worries. You know how to do this?
Had to use a knife. Yeah, I'm a fisher. Yeah. I was a sailor. I'm pretty good with knives and knots and shit like that.
All right, wicked. Could you make a wisdom saving throw for me, please?
Oh,
Sam?
Fuck. that's the wrong dice. That's my Christ dice. A wisdom saving throw?
Yes, please.
Oh, shit. 12?
12, okay. You look down at these fish, the crayfish.
You don't know how to fucking prepare a fish because you've been fucking magicked.
Really
what's happening.
Easy to prepare. The crayfish, you just get those sorted nice and easy because ultimately that's just chuck them in, done. You descale.
Fuck, I gotta get out of here.
All the other ones.
Yeah, okay.
And then you just kind of like, oh, man. And you just sort of pause for a moment, time is a resource and it's there to be spent. It's there to just relax, take it easy. Don't worry about the jobs that you've got to do or anything on those lines. It's just mellow.
Far out, man.
And Brynjolf, how you getting on? You've been a little while there. You just stopped.
Fucking nothing, man. Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm on it. The crayfish are done.
Right. Good. Excellent. Cool. And then you can just continue your preparing.
Can
of
I
said
ask
fish.
The? Can I ask the DM something?
Hello, I am the DM.
Has Brynjolf noticed that my accent's changed since I've been here?
I just assumed that you'd given up with the Scottish thing.
Thanks. No, that's a conscious choice.
Oh, it is it? Okay.
Fair. Being a man of many masks in a place where memory is clearly an issue.
Right. Just thought it was that. Okay.
Look alive, Sylvester. Your boy's back from the flu.
So, that's interesting.
That's a question to you that shouldn't impact the game. You know, meta and all that.
Yeah, if Brynjolf would have noticed that. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
He may question you about that at some point, if that is the case.
All right. Forgot. I just, you know, I used to have this old captain that was just like, used to say, as fast as your mouth is moving, your hands should always be moving. But, you know, I will get back on it. Sorry. But we have time. You have all the time in the world, don't you? Like, it's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
don't worry about it.
As much time as you've got left. You know, and I've
that's a weird
got...
thing to say. No, hang on, man. That's a weird thing to say.
Well, no, look at me. I'm a lot older than you are.
Apparently.
So.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, carry on. Come on.
This is getting fucking weird. Can I have another shake at doing the rest of this fish? I'll roll whatever you need me to roll.
Oh, no, you're fine. You just have that moment of just distraction and forgetting, and then you're back in and you can continue to prepare the fish. It's quite a standard practice.
Have I lost time? Can I do a survival check to see if I've lost time?
You can check the position of the sun, which has probably gotten to a point in the sky where it's breaking through that thin cloud cover.
Maybe 5 minutes has passed, maybe 4 hours has passed. That's what I'm trying to ascertain, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
What do I need to roll for that?
For me. Nature check.
Nature. Fucking 18. Yes, 18.
Okay, cool. Time has definitely passed quicker than you thought it would be.
Oh, no. We gotta get out of here, man. Okay, that's... Oh, fuck. He probably thinks he's... Oh, no. Oh, no. He's like, oh, it's only taken me a week to build this smoker. He's been here fucking years. He probably ate his own fucking leg. Oh, God. No wonder he got jacked by the wolves. He probably just had, like... Oh, no. Oh, we're both gonna die. Okay. Brynjolf, me old mucker.
Yeah?
Right. What else is on the to-do list today? Because I need to have a word.
Well, I mean, we've got... I've got some food.
Mm-hmm.
Wood. We need fuel. Fuel, really.
I've got have you an axe?
I got a small clearing out the back. I have got an axe, yeah. Well, it's...
Brilliant.
It's a bit old. Do you want to grab that for me, actually?
Mm-hmm.
Just the back.
I'll grab the axe.
I'll get this set up and put away, and he starts threading the fish that you prepared to go into the smoker.
Yeah.
Can
I have the place, the flatfish? I'm not telling you your business, but I really like flatfish.
Oh, sure.
We share. I just don't cut me out.
Yeah.
That's a nice one, mate.
No worries.
All right, I go and get the axe.
Cool. this is the first time that you...
As I go to get the axe, yeah. I'm going to pop my head in the kitchen window and I'm going to see, is there dust? Is there like... Do you know what I mean?
Oh, Samuel, I know exactly what you
that
mean.
That kind of shit, you know.
For when you get to the back of the drawers, to the area where you've been sort of...
Oh, God. It's going to be a grave.
Oh, God. Excuse me. You find the axe relatively easily.
Great. I pick that up and I ready it for combat, just as I would, as you would.
Yeah. And the thing is when you grab it and you grab it by the haft, ready to go, you notice it is thick with dust.
Fuck.
It clearly hasn't been used for quite a while, which is strange because...
That is strange.
If that's a daily occurrence.
Yeah, like, oh, this spear is in my side. What a strange occurrence. Okay. Right, so I'm going to make my way slowly. Like, I'm going to go... So, like, say if I took the short way around the house to get the axe, I'm going to go, like, the other way. And I'm going to look out for more peculiar stuff.
Cool, okay, so... Even considering you're in Brynjolf's place, you see the hurdy-gurdy that was being played yesterday. That is also covered.
Oh, he couldn't remember the fucking... Oh, no.
That's also covered in a not as thick as the axe, but a big layer of dust that goes over.
Oh, no. It is Fallout 4. Oh, shit. Oh, no, I wasn't asleep for just one night, was I? That's the thing. Oh, no. Oh, this is so bad. I was going to chill with him here, but I think we've probably been here like a year.
It's not a huge amount. I don't know.
Is it more than a night's worth? I'll roll for it.
It could be. Do you know what? If you could roll for it, please. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, what do I roll? Investigation?
Yes, that'll do.
Fucking 19.
19,
talk,
very good.
Start talking.
I mean, I don't really know what a specific level of dust foliage is, but...
considering that this place is, you know, outside and quite in a dusty environment in general, maybe about 4 days' worth?
Oh, no.
Could you make a wisdom saving throw, please, fucking Sam?
Shut up. I'm going to use my inspiration point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because that was a fucking straight one.
It's a good idea.
Shit my pants and fall over. Great. That's good. That's way better. That's way better than the one. That's 300% better than the one. That's a three. Wonderful. That was worth it. That was well worth it.
So you have that moment where you're starting to kind of clock on that time is passing in a way that isn't right, or that you can't gather in the same way. Mm-hmm. And you feel like you're on the edge of something. And then something, you're just like, oh man, I've got it. I do have to go and do something else. I can't remember what it is.
The fish. No. Fuck.
It could be. Anyway, you carry on and you take the axe, you nip outside, and all sort of feelings of unraveling this strange thing that's happening at this moment in time sort of disappear.
Great.
Like dust. Brilliant. In the wind.
Ignorance is bliss. Is he alive still? How many years have passed?
Brynjolf.
Yeah, he still in? Is he about?
Yeah,
is he?
He's fine. He's there. He's there. And it's weird because he hasn't really moved. It seems like he's doing exactly what he was doing when you left him. He literally, when you come back to him, he has just finished sort of hooking the last stick that's holding everything above the smoker.
Okay.
And he's just striking the small collection of wood shavings that are used to slow burn and basically cure all this fish.
Cool. Do we need wood still? Because you appear to have some.
Oh, well, yeah, because we're going to need wood after this, aren't we? Come on. There's a good load of silver birch close by. I like the way the bark just... easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, no, but I'll go with it. Yeah, let's do it. It
puts a really good taste in the fish as well. This way.
Come in.
Perfect. and he takes you just a slightly different direction out of the clearing. It's nowhere near as far as... It's like three trees away, basically.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, this one.
Brilliant. Let's hack perfect. It down.
Whoa. Don't hack it down. You don't need to hack it down.
Right, I have never done this before. Fucking
fine. No, you just strip the bark either side. Just
like down.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
On
yeah,
an
cool.
Angle.
Yeah. For real.
All right. I mean, go
this
on.
Is blunt as fuck. Okay. Yeah. I do my best to attain his angle.
Yeah. Sure. And some time passes. And you gather,
does it, yeah?
It does. Cool. It does. And you gather a decent amount of wood chippings shit. And bark from this silver birch.
Like a week's worth, yeah? Okay, cool.
Maybe. And you, yeah, easy. Take it back. Brynjolf's looking chuffed. That, great.
How smoked are the fish?
The fish are... I mean, it looks exactly the way you left it.
Cool.
Like, it's just starting up. A nice, pleasant aroma is filling the clearing.
Lovely.
All very good and nice.
Okay. How low is the sun in the sky at this point?
It's weird.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. It's the fucking wood, isn't it? We're burning something. We're downwind from a plantation of some kind. Or it's the wood. All he's done is eat the fish. He's on fucking Neptune, man. Oh, no. Sorry, where's the sun?
Where's the sun? The day has somewhat gotten away from you.
No shit. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
It feels like the sun is much lower than it should be, but hey, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Brynjolf, my man.
Yes.
I got a request.
All right.
I am somewhat not very, but I. Do you trust me?
I mean, I met you yesterday.
Yeah, well, maybe you did, maybe you didn't.
What?
Just ignore it.
Okay.
Do you trust... So if I start doing some weird stuff, don't freak out.
Okay.
I'm not going to hurt you. I got a little something.
Gotta
something.
Gotta be honest, when anybody says something like that, I feel like...
Yeah, it's fucking bad, isn't it? Here you go. Here's my spear.
Oh.
And I give him my spear.
Oh, thank you very much.
So, and here's the axe. Here's the fucking knife.
Right.
Chill. Like, I'm not going to do anything weird, but I feel like... Do you ever feel like life's too good? Like you've taken like a misstep somewhere.
That is a very deep question. I mean,
it's not meant to be. It was okay. Go on.
Is it too good? Where? How? So what? Too easy? Too just?
Too anything? Too comfy?
Oh, well, yeah. No. I mean, surely everything should be.
Yeah. Right. Fucking exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Why has your voice changed?
Has my voice changed?
You said your voice has changed.
Yeah, but I don't fucking remember it, do I? Meta. Oh.
Sorry, yep, with you. There we go. Right.
Has my... Important. That's... I feel like that's not important. Look, something peculiar is happening.
Okay.
Okay, and I need to do some... I want to test a theory, okay?
Okay.
It doesn't involve doing anything. In fact, you can help.
Sounds great.
Okay, you need to not eat the fish tonight.
Right.
Okay? And I'm going to eat, like, a good amount of fish. And if I'm wrong, tomorrow you can eat all the fish you want, okay? But for now, I'm going to load up on fish and you're going to watch me. Okay?
Okay. This seems strange, but... Sure.
Dude, if I'm right, this is the fucking tip of the iceberg when it comes to strange, okay?
Okay. I mean...
Okay.
Guest's prerogative, I guess.
Yeah, guess right. I reach into the smoker and I pull out a bit of wood that's kind of like on fire a little bit at the end, but is relatively untouched. I drive it into the ground next to me.
Okay.
I watch it start to burn. I grab, like, a gang of the crayfish, and I start chowing down. Like, filling my face with it.
How's that? Looks good.
It's great. Don't touch it.
Right. Are you sure?
Yep. Positive.
Okay.
And I'm just going to wait, and I'm going to look at the burning... bit of wood, like a candle, as it slowly burns down. I'm watching it. I've had a lot of the fish, and I'm just gonna wait.
Yeah, so I mean, Erdwolf feels full.
Okay.
Very satisfied, very tasty meal, like the best meal that you've had in the last well, nice fresh crayfish, excellent.
Yeah.
The stick burns at a normal rate.
Fuck. Ask me something.
What?
Brynjolf, ask me something. Ask me to do something, anything.
Well, I can't really think of something. Do a jig!
No, it's... fuck it. I get up and I try to remember any dance I've ever seen or ever incurred and try to replicate it. Can I?
Do a wisdom
I've save, never wanted,
please.
A wisdom save. I've never wanted to fail something so badly in my life. Fucking brilliant. Fucking 21.
21. You recall the jig.
Brilliant. No one cares. Bring you off. Ask me to do something else. More complicated.
You haven't done the jig yet.
I'm fucking dancing as I'm asking him, filled with fish.
Wow, this is a very weird...
Don't question it until we're finished.
All right. You just see a moment where his face just goes like a little bit blank.
Because he can't fucking remember what I've just asked him. Oh, God. This is like when Luke is talking to 3PO and he's translating what R2's saying, but he doesn't need to because Luke can understand R2. It makes no sense.
Sorry, what? Are you okay?
Yeah, sorry. Do you remember, what did I just ask you?
To ask you to do something, and I yeah. said, do a jig.
Yeah, okay. I did the jig. Asked me to do something else, something more difficult, something like tying a knot. I'll try and tie a knot. Okay, give me some fucking twine or something.
Hang on. I've got some nets around here that are probably
great. It's all good.
Broken, and he gets one of the net traps, the mm-hmm. one that he thought the pike had gotten. And he
good callback.
He gets you to tie that. If you can fix this one, that'd be great.
Great. Okay, I think about the most complicated fucking fisherman's knot I can think of, and I try and do it. Do I need to roll a wisdom saving throw?
Yes.
Brilliant. Yes! Fucking six.
Okay. Nothing.
Can't remember it.
Just a moment where you go to do it, and you've forgotten that. And then you're also thinking of other things. You're just like, I'm sure I saw some interesting plants over on that side of the clearing recently. Like, let's go have a look at them. And you stand up and you go to walk off, and Brynjolf goes, hi, Edwolf, what are you doing?
Sorry. Just couldn't fix that if you put that spear to my head. I look at the rock, not the rock, the bit of wood, and I'm going to check if it's still burnt at, like, the right speed, quote-unquote.
Yes, it appears to be.
Fuck. Ugh. All right, forget it. Eat all the fish you want.
Right.
That was folly.
Interesting. You're a strange one. As I said, I don't think you're bad, but I still don't know if you're good yet.
I don't know what is going on.
Right.
But let's feed up.
Those are definitely sort of big, deep questions, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They are good, buddy. Oh, man. Can I go and do a nature check on those flowers that I was suddenly...
Yeah, sure. Ooh. Yeah. Right, go for it.
Fucking natural one.
Oh, fine. These
For a three. So
sure. I mean, it's natural.
Yeah, it's much the same.
Daisies. Oh, they're nice.
Nice. Daisy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't know 5th century fauna and flora, so I'm just pulling...
Ye old daisy.
Yeah, ye old daisy.
Okay, well...
Yesterdaisies.
Nice.
Thanks.
I guess I'll just go back to the little clearing. I guess it's night time now, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it appears to be, like,
Jesus.
Like, the evening has disappeared again. Last thing you remember was sort of the sun getting pretty low, and now, like, it's... The sky is cleared. The constellations are out.
God. Oh, I would know the constellations.
Mm-hmm.
This might be a bit of a stretch. I know kind of when the boat went down.
Yep.
And I've been keeping track up until recently of the passing of day and night and day and night. Would I have any idea, like, these constellations have moved, so this amount of time has passed?
Interesting. Or is that... terms of... Yeah, sure. I don't think it would be a far stretch to think that people hadn't figured out how to... if you can sail, you know that... Navigation and stars. go for a nature check there as well, please, Sam.
Oh, fucking nature.
That's what it's got to be, baby.
13,
okay. The night sky looks to be... what it should be.
Okay.
And then you're sort of looking at it, and wisdom saving throw, please.
Oh,
Sam.
Little bricks. 14.
14. Okay, cool. You're looking at it, and then you forget why you're looking at it. What is this? What am I looking at this for? Why am I doing this?
It's just nice, mate. Sometimes it's just nice to look at something that isn't...
Yeah, do you know what? It really is. It really is. It's been
Brynjolf knocking about.
Oh, yeah.
All right, mate.
He's just doing some pootling. He goes, should we get the old Herdy out? Do you fancy that?
No.
No?
I'm all right for Herdy.
Fair enough.
But
it's all right. I've got some knots in my nets to do as well, so I'll go and I've got that to
do. Yeah. Yeah, for real, man. Thank you. I know that was really weird just now with the dancing and the fish, but I just had to double check. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right, fair man. Enough.
Well, I'm going to fucking turn in. Today has been...
Oh.
Well, it's nighttime.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. That makes sense.
All right, can I have my spear back, by the way?
Yeah, sure. I don't really know how to... There you go.
Do you know?
You sleeping in the old... the boat again?
Oh, no, hang on. You don't know how to do a spear?
What do you mean, do a spear?
Well, like, the combat.
Oh, no, I mean, look at me. I'm not really a combat, but I've been...
No, but, like, you got to know...
Stick it with a pointy end.
Well, there's a bit more to... I mean, yeah, theory. Okay, look, just come here. And I draw him over.
Right.
And I, like, pick a point on, like, a nearby tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
And go, right, look, so you hold it like this, and I kind of put it in his hand. In fact, no, I don't. I'm just going to, okay, cool, so watch.
Uh-huh.
And then you follow through and I throw it. I'm going to try and hit the tree.
No, you're going to throw the spear.
Yeah.
All right, do an attack roll for me, please, Samuel.
Okie dokie. That's much better. That's 19.
19? Yeah. Straight. So, like, spear flies exactly from your hand, just straight into that tree. Not mm-hmm. a problem.
Brilliant.
And Brynjolf is just sort of taken by... Wow, that's very man. Good.
Yeah. Check this out. And I go and get it. And I kind of take a minute to kind of pull it out the tree. And I head back and I go, right, okay, cool. So right-handed, over the shoulder, let this bit, and I point to a bit, like, bit down from his hand, let that bit just brush your shoulder as you sort of...
Right.
I don't have to because I... done this a few times apparently, but like if you put your left hand out and you kind of put your forefinger where you want it to go, and then as you you bring your left hand back and you throw with the right. Okay all right, just commit. It's fucking fine. No one cares if you miss. No one's
right,
watching.
All right. Okay, fair.
Okay, ready, 3, 2, 1 fucking go.
All right. Ha.
Mm-hmm.
And let's have a little roly-poly for him. Oh, not bad. Beginner's reasonable luck. And it's a tree, so it's not moving.
Hey!
Strikes the bottom of the tree. So, like just fucking 2 feet lower. Wow.
Nice. Yeah.
It's kind of like javelin fishing, really, isn't it?
It's exactly the same thing, except it's like living innards and humans and wolves. But it's all good. Just pitch the... Here we go. And I kind of jog over and I get it. And I go, right, try it again. Right, just put a bit more oomph behind it. Like, you got a fake leg, man. It's like just pitting into that if you need to. You can get all the... It kind of like the energy, the twist comes from the floor. All right, so just... Whoosh. All right, try again. Go.
Oh, I've got your spear here. Do you want this?
Oh, fuck. Don't be this. Yeah, the tree, man. We just did the thing.
Oh, right.
So just remember from your feet and your twist and you look over your left hand as you...
And he goes, for the little throwsy olds, even better. So this time it strikes up a little further up the tree.
Hey!
All right.
My man.
Wow.
Yeah. Good, that, isn't it?
Yeah, not bad at all. I don't know if I could do it under pressure, but hey.
Hey, everyone starts somewhere with this kind of thing.
Sure, I suppose that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks very much.
No, it's good, man. It's all good. Right, I'm going to turn in, if that's all right. You can go and chill. I'm going to sleep in what's left of the boat.
Right, yeah, sure. Okay. All right.
Fuck the boat. The night.
And he pootles off towards his cabin.
Yeah.
You hear him tinkering around in his...
I'm not going to go to sleep. I'm going to kind of pretend to be asleep, and I'm going to just listen out.
All right. So you see, in terms of listening out, you hear sort of the pots and pans, the dings and dongs of somebody sort of moving around in their own
mm-hmm.
house, interjected by just moments of silence.
Okay. Is it him?
Are you... Where are you now when you say you're listening out? Where are you listening out from?
I'm just like in the boat, back in my sleeping boat.
All right, nice. Could you do me an investigation check now that you're in the boat and have spent this day?
Of course I can.
In a weird environment.
Natural 20 for a 22.
So, the weirdest thing...
Yeah?
If you look at this...
Oh, no.
Yeah, you look at the bottom of the boat, and you know you've been around boats. That's kind of a core memory. The caulking.
Mm-hmm.
At the lower end of the boat is showing a huge amount of age.
Okay.
In your professional opinion, about seven to eight years.
Right.
Now, if you remember, Brynjolf was pretty... He said he'd been working on it for a few months.
Yeah, he hasn't, though, has he? He's been here for ages. Oh, it's always the fucking corking. What is it, though? Is it... It's not the fish. Is it, like the bark? And that would be in the fish. I mean, he's not a control group. He's clearly mental. But
if you could do an insight check, please, Sam.
Oh yeah, I can actually. I'm pretty good at this.
Just before we crash and finish for the rest of the day, I think there's 14. A good point. 14. Okay. As you're sort of sitting and thinking about this, with a 14, there's a moment of. That feeling of being relaxed with a distractedness, it weirdly, it's almost like a relation of the feeling of the hunt and being chased that you had when you were in the area of the wolves.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's not exactly that, but it feels like a cousin. Or a brother.
Shit.
Of that will and malice sort of pushing. This time not for to tear and blood and hunt, but more to down tools, take it easy, don't push forwards, just time is for spending.
I get up. Mm. I grab the axe. I walk back towards where we were. Carving the bark earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And I start to swing. I'm cutting a tree down. I'm finishing this boat. This is too fucking weird. We're getting out of here.
Okay.
Thonk.
Nice.
Thonk.
Okay,
thonk.
Cool.
Fucking he can come out if he wants, but this is getting too nutty.
If you can make a wisdom saving throw for me, please.
Oh,
Sam.
Fucking, I'm swinging an axe at a tree. Why would I forget what I'm doing? Fucking Jesus Christ. Natural 20 for 24.
Okay.
Look, I'll fucking...
That's all right. Yeah. You're fine.
There you go.
Good. Very good. Very useful.
Ooh, yeah, a little bit.
Because as you're walking towards the tree with intent to get shit done,
you feel, again,
that will kind of push...
It's the trees.
...into your mind.
It's the fucking happening. I'm Mark Wahlberg.
Just to tell you to stop. Hey, this is just stop, pause, think, take your time.
No, I make a puffin noise and I fucking hit this tree again.
Nice.
It's puffin noise.
And you cast
puffin
off
noise.
That
thwack.
Everything. And you take the tree down.
Yes.
The night is split with the thunk, thunk, thunk as the axe bites deep into the wood and eventually done.
Hits the house, kills Brynjolf.
Nah, he's fine. excellent. I think we're going to pause it there.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, there's shenanigans afoot, Edward.
Yes, there are shenanigans afoot. Yeah, we're going to pause it there. It's a little shorter episode than usual, but
I am
leaking out of just so many nostrils.
Okay, goodbye.
Yeah. So we'll pause it there. I think that's a good point to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, Joe, you know, I love, I do enjoy just putting, you're a good responder to any puzzle, Sam.
It's chaotic. Why try a few keys when every key will, you can just throw stuff at it.
Yeah, it's great. It's, do you know what you remind me of? You remind me of, you know when you watch a murder mystery? Or you're reading a murder mystery?
And I'm like the guy in the first 5 minutes, we got him. No, you didn't. Yeah. No, you didn't.
Or because you're just so keen to be the person that works it out, you're just like, he did it. No, he did it. No, he did it. Or she did it. Or they did it. Or no, he did it. He's working with
her.
And you just spend the entire time just saying everybody. And then when it's revealed, you're like, see, told you. Yep, knew it. Knew exactly what it was.
Yeah. It's something.
Brilliant. Excellent. And we have a little bit more, a little bit deeper into the rabbit hole we go. So, yeah. Look, listen. the 1 second, big sneeze. Oh, it's actually gone. I thought it was going to be there. That
spicy.
Was fun. Yeah. That was weird. It kind of went back inside my nose. So, the question that I want to ask for this week between listeners, obviously I'll post this on the Discord, but we'll find out. I'll do it here. Brynjolf, to become a follower or not to become a follower?
Ooh.
That is the big question, and I'm going to leave... Well, we're going to leave it in the hands of the listeners, ultimately.
I will cut that fucker down if he comes between me and the river. I will not... He can't do shit. I scoped him out. He's like, oh, what's the spear for? I've got your number, mate. I can do this shit under pressure, okay?
So well, just... The followers page, I'd go and have a look at the followers page, Sam, because there's some really good stuff in there, and you can definitely get a good non-combatant follower, and I think that might be quite a nice experience for us. If not, we have got some more potential followers further down the line, which I'm looking forward to.
Puffin Army.
Wonderful. Well, look, thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for bearing with a slightly mucousy me. And a wonderfully non-mucousy Sam.
Listen to him breathe through his nose.
It's horrible. Well done. And we will see you next week. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.
Goodbye.